Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guests, Luis Alvarez and Tito Alvarez of Mendez & Company. We're celebrating their 100th year and four generations of this great company. And Tito, you've been listening to Luis, and it sounds now that he knew where he was going, but you must have been wondering there for a while. This son is very, very capable and very talented, and I want him here. He says, when is he going to come?
I recognize all that, Jorge. I recognize all that. But, you know, I remember after Luis had the interview with my uncle, Jose Ramon, I remember my wife, Irma, telling me, you know, Jose Ramon came to see me because at that time, Irma was running La Bodega, which was started by herself, on account of Luis's petition because he wanted to have somebody in the barista that didn't have the economic way to be able to go through high school. And he thought, Mommy, we have to do something about this. And Irma said, look, if I go to somebody and ask for a request of, let's say, a case of whiskey or a case of wine or a case of beer, that will not be the solution. So I want to go back to business, and he said, I run into Jose Ramon. He was the stumbling block because he told me what he had discussed with Luis. So Irma started with the idea of La Bodega on account of Luis's idea. Luis's idea was to have somebody from the Marista enrollment that didn't have the opportunity, the economic ways or means to be able to go through high school. So Irma started with La Bodega because she saw in Spain, in the trips that we made in Spain, and by the way, let me make an interruption. I come from a very small town in Asturias. It's a fisherman's town. And I feel more Puerto Rican than Spanish right now after all this. I came to Puerto Rico in 1947, and I've been married for 56 years. And I've been in Puerto Rico since 1947. I feel more Puerto Rican than many Puerto Ricans, let's say that.
Your achievements.
Let me tell you something. I went to school in Spain, and I took Greek and Latin and French and German, all the languages but English.
But English.
So when I came here, one of my brothers, Carlos, may he rest in peace, he said, look, you have to go back to the States and learn English because English is basic here. So they sent me to a secretary of school in Stamford, Connecticut. And then after my first year over there, they sent me to the University of Pennsylvania.
Wharton
School. I wasn't prepared to go through the studies there, you know. I was studying and I went to the dormitories. And one of the guys on one side used
to... You had musicians on both sides.
Yeah, on both sides. Yeah, that's right.
Was Luis one of them?
No. He was not anymore.
No, just kidding.
You know,
he wasn't alive yet.
On one of the rooms next to me, it was a fellow that played the trumpet, and another one, and on the other side was a fellow that played the clarinet, and I couldn't concentrate on English. So I used to study. I used to study mostly subjects that didn't require a great deal of time, like political science. I was lost when I took political science, you know. So I came to Puerto Rico, and in the summer, that's where I met Irma. Well, Irma and I met in a blind date. And
she's from Calle, no?
She's from Calle, that's
right. I didn't realize that.
That's right, she's from Calle. And she used to go to the University of Puerto Rico during the summertime. So did I. And get my elective once in at the University of Puerto Rico. And after my first year in Penn, you know, I joined a fraternity house, and I am indebted to the fraternity house because they showed me how to learn to study in English, you know. I didn't know what a true and false question was.
I found that really interesting you were mentioning. And Alberto Paracini was the one who...
Alberto Paracini, well, he used to be my big brother at the fraternity house.
But I was interested because it's part of my critical moment in my life where I went kind of the opposite way. I went from the true and false and multiple choice to the analytical essay, things aren't completely clear in terms of an answer, and you went the opposite way. You went from an education that analysis and essays to a multiple choice and a true and false. And you had to adapt yourself completely the opposite way to
completely,
what I did.
Completely, completely. I had no idea what the American education was, because I was used in Spain to take up let's say written exams, like a translation of Caesar. Julius Caesar from the War of the Gallias from Latin into Spanish.
Right.
And after I went to the University of Oviedo to take that exam, and after that since I passed that, I went to oral exam. The oral exams was all the teachers that I had during the 7 years, you know, they And in public, it was a public, like a theater, you know, people expecting.
Asking you questions and you, like forensics.
And I remember the question they asked me for solving an equation in arithmetic. And an equation is determinants, you know, the determinants, we call it in Spanish determinantes. I don't know if it is the right translation in English, determinants. And boy, oh boy, I went through. I swear it like a real man, you know, because I used to go to and take my studies in English, and have a dictionary on the left hand side and a dictionary on the right hand side, and I couldn't make it with the guys playing the trumpet and the other playing the
that was your moment of fire. That was your crucible. From there on, life was easier.
But thanks to God, you know, I came out of it after 4 years. I graduated in 1954. I went to the summertime during at the University of Puerto Rico, and when I was here, you know, at the beginning when I came in 1947, the people from the immigration department used to follow me after I came out of special classes that I had in English, which I didn't learn anything. So they decided my brothers Pepon and Carlos decided to send me to the States to learn English,
right.
And I believe it's the only way you can learn a language, because I took French and I took Latin and I took Greek and I took German. And I don't know any of those languages. I think that any of those.
You'll remember those.
You have to speak them and be able to.
Tito, and you won. You were granted the Life Achievement Award, the Caribbean Business. I think in '94, the mid '90s, a great accomplishment. As you look back, you know what. Was that the critical moment that year in Wharton, or was there another critical moment in your career that you said this year or this decision really changed and brought about what I am today? You know, a civic leader, a business leader in this community, a very respected person, both as an individual with your character and your integrity. What was when you look back, what was the critical moment that you think?
I would say the critical moment was, I mean, I mentioned my experience in the retail provisions department, which was created by my brother Pepon, or Pepe, and he believed that at that time we used to sell a great deal of articles that were sold on the basis of price, and he said, look, we have to create brands, because prices, we cannot continue selling items that are sold on a price, because we have a good price. Because if competition has a better price than we are, then we don't sell anything. So we started with the retail department, and I remember that time, and I remember especially my going back. The time when Luis changed, you know, he arranged to have the the bottle situation arranged, you know, the way he did it.
Let's take a break. I want to go in because I think what you've been able to achieve, you know, the brand, and you have three or four products that are just so outstanding in Puerto Rico. So let's go back to that, and we'll discuss it. But take a quick break.